Hello and welcome to the Preserved Word Podcast. I'm Luke Mounsey. Today I'd like to address the whole rioting / storming the Capitol that we saw last week. Today is January 13th, 2021. So last week we saw this crazy, uncalled for, totally shocking violence and invasion, storming of the U.S. Capitol by apparent Trump supporters. I say apparent because they were all dressed as Trump supporters. People have been saying online, there's a possibility there was Antifa or other provocateurs just dressed up as Trump supporters. Oh, that could be the case. Probably the case. I'm not going to try to prove or disprove that now. It's a very simple question we could all ask and say, who really benefits from all this? I've seen people on the left saying it couldn't possibly be an interview because of some non-logical leftist type argument, like, why is it? It is see the possibility that the whole thing could have been provocateured by Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters being totally ludicrous. They just don't understand the whole concept of a false flag, which is basically doing some sort of attack or some sort of event, but it's being set up so that someone else will get the blame for it. Now, there clearly were Trump supporters involved. I'm not saying that. They were led on out of their own passion and disgust and anger for what's going on in this country. A lot of them went along with it and ran into the Capitol themselves. But there was only a number of maybe a few hundred, wasn't the thousands upon thousands that were gathered there to hear President Trump's speech just moments before. It was literally only in terms of minutes before the storming of the Capitol and the pushing through the barricades. Real question that needs to be asked is who stands to benefit from this? Who's the winners and who's the losers? You see that Joe Biden came out the winner. I was sitting there watching the electoral count come in, starting at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 6th. It counted, I believe, two states for Trump. They're being counted in alphabetical order. Then Arizona came up. And someone filed an objection to that. At which point they broke off in a split session to, I guess, debate the results or whatever they're supposed to do at that point. I guess they're supposed to debate them for 2 hours or something and then go from there. A was at that very time during that split session of debate when the the rioters started pushing through the barricades and eventually breaking into the Capitol building, causing those debates to cease, as all the Congress people were ushered to shelter. Then, after everything was settled down, all the rioters pushed out of the Capitol. In the middle of the night, all of those who were objecting the electoral votes, both in the House and the Senate, were pressured into dropping their objections, every one of them. Because if they continued to object, they were on the side of the rioters. So in the middle of the night, all those objections were dropped. And Congress went on to certify the electoral vote for Biden and sign off on it. This means that due to the riots, any and all objections to the election of Biden as president have now ceased. There is no constitutional means moving forward to contest election. Only a miracle from God will prevent Joe Biden from being inaugurated next week on the 20th of January. There's no legal means forward. Another winner is the establishment politicians, both Democrats and establishment Rhino Republicans. Now, the Rhino Republicans have been wanting to get rid of Trump since day one. They fought him the entire way through the 2016 primary process. They battled him up to the nomination. They sort of held their nose and worked with him, but now they're all using this riot and tying it to Trump and then blaming him for it, and now using that as an excuse to jump ship and show their true colors. They pretended to work with him up till now, but now they're showing their true colors. Obviously, the Democrats have never liked him. They've wanted, if not one of their own, an establishment Republican that they could, quote unquote, work with. Another winner is Big Tech, who now is using this riot as an excuse to censor and throw all kinds of conservatives off of their platforms. Which is, Twitter's being kind of hypocritical about this, because now they're complaining about Ukrainian government blocking access to them, to their platform, during their upcoming election season, while censoring people with primarily conservative, patriotic views in this country. Another winner is the far left, who is now amplifying cries for conservatives to be marginalized from society, sent to re-education camps, all sorts of crazy things that they're saying. Where people on the far left, extreme left, people don't want to they don't really want to have to associate with conservatives. They can't argue with logical arguments. It's just all about hatred and emotion. And since they can't win arguments, they want everyone they disagree with to be silenced. And obviously the big tech is working with these far left extremists. And those more establishment Democrats, obviously, they basically go along with it. They don't call for these, for the extremists on their side of the aisle to be silenced or censored for their extreme views. But they call for conservatives to be censored for even mainstream conservative views, like opposing abortion. Now, to those who lost in this Capitol riots, those who came out the losers, obviously Donald Trump, because he's now officially lost the election. As in the aftermath, he was quickly booted from all the big tech platforms. They're even closing bank accounts of his. Another loser are anyone who's at the Capitol who's protesting peacefully and didn't actually trespass into the Capitol, who are being treated just like actual rioters who did illegally enter the Capitol. I'm not defending those who committed a crime by breaking and entering the Capitol, or who pushed through police barricades and whatnot. Whether they be Trump supporters or Antifa types dressed up as Trump supporters, they all need to be brought to justice. We're all about law and order here. Even Trump said that, telling the protesters to go home, telling the rioters to go home, but still, he got the blame. And still, everyone who's there peacefully protesting is now getting the blame. They try to blame Alex Jones, when he'd encourage people to go in, but he's got videos of him bullhorning people, telling them to not to fall for it, that they're being set up. And after this, probably any of all conservative type protests is going to be viewed as being some sort of riot or something. Even though the BLM Antifa people rioted all summer long and was, oh, this is something we need, this is good, according to the media and the left. This is justified. When they're burning down small businesses and homes and vehicles, and a lot of these neighbors that are burning were minority neighbors, the people who they claim that they're on the side of. Going through poor people, supposedly, burning out poor neighborhoods when you see that most of your Antifa are white. Another loser of this in this situation is basically basically all conservatives, all people who were patriots, all people who voted for Trump, even sort of conservative or conservative-leaning independents who maybe didn't vote for Trump because they just don't like Trump. Everyone's being lumped in this group of, oh, you're conservative, you must be bad because conservatives rioted on the Capitol. I mean, the conservatives really do that. Most of the conservative protests are always peaceful. I know people are pretty ticked off about election results. Sincere, with good reason to believe election was stolen. Conservatives, when they protest, don't burn stuff down and riot like the BLM Antifa people. But conservatives really intentionally plan and carry out such an such an attack or riot without being provoked by some other outside entity or force or deception. Because now all the conservatives are being blamed for this. And true conservatives and patriots know that. Don't do stupid stuff like this, because everyone will get blamed. So, really, who stands to gain? Not the conservatives. Not the people who supposedly did this. Not the groups that they supposedly represent. We're supposed to be looking for peaceful solutions. You're not violent ones. And when it comes to self-defense, well, that's another thing. But conservative movement needs to be peaceful. Even when there's people trying to get you to do violence, resist the urge. I feel like a lot of people, actual Trump supporters, were drawn into it, unfortunately. But then, there's only a few hundred out of tens of millions. And the way the media goes, and the way the left goes, and the way big tech goes, a few liberals do something bad and burn something up, well, it's nothing, it's justified. Conservatives do far less damage than what the liberals were doing this past summer. A handful of conservatives do that, and now everyone, all 80 million or so conservatives in the country, are now blamed for the action of a few hundred. So we see a double standard there, where all the leftist rioters all got bailed out. Well, the Capitol rioters, at least the ones that weren't Antifa, are probably going to get the books thrown at them. They're looking for everyone who went into the Capitol. was even talk of putting people on a no-fly list. Well, first for everyone who raided a capital, while I don't really know to argue against that. I mean, you committed a crime, but I'm not going to defend that. We're talking for no-fly list for even Senators Hockley and Cruz, who contested election results, just for doing something that's part of their constitutional role is and what they're allowed to do constitutionally. The Constitution doesn't matter unless they're using it against somebody. See, the conservatives are also losing because of all the big tech purge that's going on, where they're kicking everyone off. I mean, oh, you're spreading disinformation. Well, treat us like adults and let us decide if something's real or disinformation on our own, instead of you deciding. We have Ron Paul, who is a libertarian Republican, as far as I know, is not a Trump supporter. He had his Facebook page locked on him for an unknown violation of Facebook terms. Apparently it was due to an article he wrote condemning the big tech censorship. You know, they tell us to, well, if you don't like the big tech censorship, go build your own platform, join your own platform. Well, it is, Amazon just booted Parler's web hosting services off of their servers. A lot of people don't realize, and I know this because I develop websites and web APIs for a living, that app on your phone needs to talk to an API on their website in order to work. But now they kicked the app out of all the app stores, so you have to sort of jump through a bunch of hoops just to get the app on your phone, and now the website's down, so you can't access the website and you can't access the service for your app. We could come to a point where they start kicking you off of the DNS servers, or what's called domain name servers, which is what links the domain name, your www.whatever, to your actual website, which is just an IP address. It links to your domain name to your websites. And there's talk of kicking websites off of the DNS that they don't like, which means it's nearly impossible to find it unless you have the actual, the physical address, the actual IP address. Not to get too technical here, but it's stuff that I do deal with for work. So in conclusion, the winners of this were all the bad characters. Big tech, the far left, the establishment, Democrats, and Trump, never Trump or Republicans, and obviously Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are now getting into, or now officially certified. So all the bad characters won, and all the patriots lost. So who really stands to gain? It wasn't wasn't conservatives or patriots from this. But when the left riots, they gain. When conservatives riot, they lose. It's a rigged system. Yes. So for those who don't think that this was provocateur, just look at who stands to gain. Conservatives, thinking conservatives, peaceful conservatives knew they would have everything to lose to engage in, if they engage in violence. Well, if someone provoked them to do it, those doing the provoking would have everything to gain. So in conclusion, we really need to be on guard and praying for this country. And I know I've been praying for revival multiple times a day. We need a miracle or else we're going into some really bad times here. Is the left now is going to be controlling the presidency, the House, and the Senate? And more likely than not, they'll try to stuff the Supreme Court, pack the Supreme Court. Just be in prayer. You're reading your Bible. Be close to the Lord as you can. And don't let these things trouble you.